Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. There was once a woman whose only son died. In her grief, she went to a holy man and said, "What prayers, what magical incantations do you have to bring my son back to life?" Instead of sending her away or even trying to reason with her, the holy man said to the grieving mother, "Fetch me a mustard seed from a house that has never known sorrow. We will use it to drive the sorrow out of your life." The woman set off at once in search of that magical mustard seed. She came first to a splendid mansion, knocked at the door, and said, "I am looking for a home that has never known sorrow. Is this such a place? It is very important to me." They told her, "You've certainly come to the wrong place," and began to describe all the tragic things that had recently befallen them. The woman said to herself, "Who is better to help these poor unfortunate people than I, who have misfortune of my own?" So the grieving mother stayed to comfort them, then went on in her search for a home that had never known sorrow. But wherever she turned, in run-down houses or homes as big as palaces, she heard one story of sadness and misfortune after another. Ultimately, she became so involved in ministering to other people's grief that she forgot about her quest for the magical mustard seed, never realizing that ministering to others had driven the sorrow out of her own life. I believe that everyone in church right now has known some kind of sorrow or emotional pain or grief. I believe that many in church this morning have ministered to others when they had some sort of sadness or grief on their own hearts. And I believe that in receiving comfort from one another, we grew in hope. Jesus in the gospel today instructs us about the living saints, those among us who live in hope even when life seems hopeless, the poor, the hungry, those who weep, and those hated and reviled for his sake. In the midst of their suffering, these living saints yearn for God's kingdom to be present now. For those who suffer, Jesus promises that God's way is a way of hope, to bless the suffering with comfort and power. In the story I just recounted, it was when the grieving mother ministered to others that her pain was lifted, and those who received her care had hope. It was one saint ministering to another saint. For our spiritual journey each day includes discovering the immortal diamond that we are and meant to be, saints that reflect God's love. Today, this Sunday, we celebrate All Saints Day, not some Saints Day. The members of the early church believed in the grace of God's power and called each other saints. It is the most commonly used title for Christians. It literally means holy ones and was used to refer to Jesus' followers. The saints of the early church considered themselves consecrated to God through Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. That is our history and our inheritance, that through baptism, you have become a saint, a holy one. Yes, we are not perfect, and God knows that. But God invites us to join in the sacred dance of life, the ebb and flow of giving and receiving, of ministry of one saint to another saint. The dance of life is day after day. Some days require heroic efforts of loving, especially in moments when someone is being unloving towards us. Other days seem to be ones of ordinary routine. But even then, the ordinary becomes extraordinary as we let God bless us, inspire us, and use us. In my November Bell Ringer article, I said that many of my mom's friends literally called her a saint. I described how she dipped chocolate candies by hand for 37 years in our family candy store in Manhattan Beach. My mom sat in front of the vat of chocolate and, using both hands, pinched and rolled with her left, dropped it into the vat of chocolate, picked it up with her right, shook off the excess, dropped it, and with her thumb made the marking that indicated what was in the middle. 37 years, day after day, and she called each action, each piece of candy, a prayer. You are amazing saints to me, because you inspire me by your presence, your faithfulness, your willingness to grow spiritually. I am privileged to accompany you on this earthly pilgrimage. I share your sorrows and your joys, and together we minister. And none of our Christian life together can happen without God doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. The characters of Star Wars refer to a power that holds the universe together. And when faced with seemingly hopeless tasks of defeating galactic enemies, they encourage one another with, "The Force be with you." TV and movies explore the possibility of the existence of powers, you might say supernatural powers, that are greater than anything we know. Powers that are able to help in our everyday problems. Today, we hear from God's Word about a single, continuous, unbroken power. In the brokenness of our world, there is a power that is far greater than all other powers, a power that meets us at the point of our need, the power that God has shown in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are saints and are blessed with the grace of hope. As members of St. Francis Church, we are part of something bigger than ourselves. We are part of the powerful body of Christ, the kingdom of God on earth. Our baptism connects us to all the saints who have gone before us and all the saints today. We have inherited our faith, our hope, and our love, and are called to pass it on to the next generation, just as we have received the witness of those who have gone before us. Today we remember loved ones who have died this past year. We will hear each name and hear a bell rung for them. Let the sound of the bell be another form of prayer, one prayerful moment after another. Our loved ones are present in spirit. They are with us always in the communion of saints. They have fully received their inheritance. They are fully alive in God's eternal love in this eternal now. So, we have inherited amazing grace, power for our earthly journey. We have inherited the grace of wisdom and revelation and the power of the Holy Spirit, a power greater than ourselves. And especially today, dare I say, during this election season, it is important for us to recognize that our call is to be saints, to live a higher standard in this fractured world, to be a light where there is darkness, to be a person of hope. Be the saint you are. You have God's grace within you. God's power is here. And because of that, I am excited to be a saint. I am a saint in this church family of God. And so I pray for each of you with the words from today's reading from Ephesians. I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of the glorious inheritance among the saints. Amen.